Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hi there. You are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Tune in every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where I share very practical, grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, your work, and your relationships. What does Gimme the Joy make you feel? Do you believe you're meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to go about it? I can help. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, founder of Joy School and the Joy at Work programs. Join me as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Gimme the Joy Show. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, and your host here today on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as we dive into how to spark joy and why it's a little bit simpler than you might think. Before I dive in, though, I had the funniest experience this afternoon, and I'm going to share that with you because, A, I think it'll make you laugh, and B, my question for you is, do squirrels wag their tails? Honestly, it was the most hilarious thing ever. I am very lucky to live in a little flat, and if I look outside onto a big grassy space and there's lots of trees and there's a squirrel who delights me no end. And this is actually related to our show today because I'll be talking to you a little bit more about simple pleasures. But back to the squirrel. So I went outside before the show today because it's this beautiful sunny afternoon. I thought I'd stand in the sunshine because that who doesn't get delight from feeling warm sunshine on their skin? And I live in the UK, so that can be a rare occasion sometimes. So I was standing there on the grass in the sunshine, and I look up because the leaves above me were rustling. And this little squirrel that I love to watch outside my window as it scampers around on the grass actually had climbed across the branches so that it could sit literally above my head in the trees above me eating its nut. On the way over, so I clocked it coming towards me, and I was like, is that squirrel actually wagging its tail because it's delighted that I'm here? We probably thought it had somebody to play with. And I have never seen a squirrel wag its tail before. Okay, if this is not a real thing, then you can certainly message in to Transformation Talk Radio and let me know, Lynn, you're having yourself on. Squirrels don't wag their tails. But it was I burst out laughing, and then it started talking to me in its little, I won't try and do that on air, and its little, like, it sounds like a kiss, kind of. So anyway, it was just incredible. So I went out to get some sunshine, which is beautiful. Then the squirrel comes above my head, wags its tail at me, and I just burst out laughing. So that, my friend, is a simple pleasure, which is where we're starting today. So this show, as I said, is all about how to activate your joy. And the very first thing is, and this is what I teach and I talk to my clients about, it's always the first place I start. If I run into somebody on the street, the first thing I say to them is like, so do you actually know what lights you up? I get an array of answers. So you have a think about that for yourself. So could you, we're on a game show and I said, right, you've got 5 seconds to name the top five things that you love to do. Could you do it? Or would you look at me with a blank face and go, actually, I've never really thought about that. I've had both of those responses. So this is the first place to start when we're going to be, you know, activating our joy, is really get clear on, for you personally, what is it that really lights you up? And this can be an array of things in each of, as we go along in the in the show today, I'm going to be sharing a bunch of different things that I talk about, and that might help you if you haven't thought about this before, or it might give you a whole bunch of other options to actually think about how do I personally activate my joy or spark my joy, and what does that look like for me? So the very first thing that the very first port of call is what I call simple pleasures. And you can start as simply, and this is where it can be as simple as you like. I start simply with your five senses. Now, I feel like I just need to revisit something that I talked about last week, and that's around the concept that joy isn't, you know, that jackpot moment. That's not what we're looking for. Joy is an accumulation of daily experiences of joy in your body that become that experience of overarching joy or happiness, as some people think about it. So that's why we're starting with the simple pleasures, and that's why it's simpler than you might think, because all we're needing to do is on a daily basis actually look for joy in what we're doing, what's around us, who's around us. And so they're all of the places that we can start. So that's so bringing it back then to simple pleasures and the five senses. Now, you could sit and write a list probably with each of your senses. So let's go through them for a quick second and just have a ponder as I go through them. You know, what for you with that sense brings you joy? So let's talk about sight. So when I think about joy with my sight, I think of beauty. Beauty, like looking at something that I personally consider beautiful, just makes me delighted. I could sit there and just look at, you know, a beautiful painting. I love looking, you know, green fields out in nature. You know, I this is quite funny. I love pretty stationery. You know, I love the color pink, so I buy a lot of pink things and I surround myself with those. So what is it that you might look at that you admire, you think is beautiful and it brings you joy? And maybe for you it's something different to beauty. So obviously I'm sharing with you the ways that I kind of connect with joy through my senses. So hopefully though this will spark a different idea for you. So that's beauty. You know, like I'll go to a gallery, for instance, and go and look at, I'm lucky, you know, to be living near London, and I can go to the National Gallery and I can look at the, you know, Monet paintings are quite like his, or Degas, or, you know, whoever they've got on or in there at the moment, and just admire what I consider to be beautiful. So the other one, another of our senses is touch. This has been really, when I first started talking about joy and talking about touch, there's the obvious things, like I'm a massive hugger. So hugs bring me tremendous amounts of joy. There's, you know, I love soft materials. So like maybe you like cashmere or wool or something like that. You like to stroke your dog or your cat. You know, you could be, and it could be physically, like in terms of moving your body, I think of this one as well. So, you know, it's like exercising or dancing or doing yoga, but that's about like really enjoying the experience of having a body. I know it sounds really funny, but do you often think about that? I mean, actually go, wow, you know, I've got some legs, man, and they walk and they get me around and I can run on them and they can help me play tennis. So there's a real pleasure in having a physical form, you know, so that's something to really consider, you know, is touch, and that's a really extensive one actually. You know, and that's, of course, we haven't gone into the pleasure sensual sex side of thing, and that's all in there as well in terms of touch and pleasure through the senses. And, of course, we've got taste. Oh, who doesn't love a good coffee? I know there are many people who don't like coffee out there, so I'm probably speaking to those who are massive coffee fans like me. Honestly, though, a good flat white, I have said this, and if you've heard me say this before, I apologize, but I could wax lyrical about a flat white. So for me, that's a daily joy. I will go to my coffee shop and I have a flat white, and it is such a delight. And then I love food. I'm sure many of you listening love food. But I suppose the question is, do you take the time to savor it? So if we're talking about simple pleasures, you know, using those simple pleasures to spark joy in your life, it is also around paying attention when you're using those senses. So, you know, that we move on to the next one. If we talk about our noses, our sense of scent, smell, that's the one, smell. Our sense of smell. And I know it's, you know, it's a very common phrase to stop and smell the roses, but do you? Now, do you actually stop to smell the roses? I used to walk past a rose bush, and even if I wasn't a rose bush when I used to live down in South London, and even if my head was, you know, deep in thought about something, the scent of those roses would pull me up. Oh, it was so exquisite. And so every time I walked past, I would literally stand there and I would smell those roses, because that moment of smelling the beautiful, it was a deep, rich, rosy, rosy smell, because I know they can smell lemony and they can smell rosy, and you know, there's a lot of variety in the rose world. But it was exquisite, that's the word for it. And I could have stayed there and actually just kept smelling and inhaling the smell of that rose. And it was such a beautiful thing. And what that does, though, and I'll be talking about this in another episode, is when you actually stop, when you stop to really be present with that part of you, that sense, the thing that's happening in front of you, you know, when you're present to it and when you're savoring that experience, that's when the joy can come through. Because a lot of these things, the thing to recognize is a lot of these things happen in your life, but you're not paying attention to them. And that's what's required. We need to be paying attention to them in order to allow that joy to trickle on through. So that's the first place for us to start. Know what lights you up. So if you could do one exercise, I'd go away and actually list out the things that you know light you up, or that you used to light you up if you feel like you've disconnected from those things. And then we're going to go to a break in a second. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, right, so you know those things that light you up. So what are we going to do with that list? So when we come back, I'll be talking about that. What happens next?
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
We're back on Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. So before the break, we were talking about knowing what lights you up as one of the very first steps on the path to sparking your joy or activating your joy a little bit more. And one of the things before I – so there is a second step, which I'll get to in a second. But before we do that, I just want to talk to you a little bit more about why the whole simple pleasures thing works. So I touched on it briefly, but it's really, I'd love to share an analogy around it because that might help it kind of hit home a little bit more. So I mentioned in the first episode around we're looking for an accumulation of experiences, an accumulation of joy. So if you were to think about having a bank account, and the purpose of that bank account was to utilize the interest. So obviously you put in, so say every day you dropped in a dollar. Every day you dropped in a dollar, and by the end of the year you had, you know, $365 plus the interest. And you kept doing that year on year on year until it became that bank account became more than the sum of its whole. Is that right? More than the sum of its parts. That's the one. So, and that's the way joy works. So often we get it wrong because we're looking for the jackpot. We're looking for the one thing that is actually going to give us that massive hit of joy. And that's just because you've probably been taught that that might be the way it works. But it's the reverse. We create the masses of joy that we're looking for by starting on a day-to-day basis, moment-to-moment basis, adding in more joy. So you can think about it as having a joy bank account and asking yourself at the end of the day, how did I deposit in my bank account today? And the other thing, another analogy I use to think about it is if you think about a rug, if you think about all of the threads that go into weaving a rug. So and if you were to think about all of those threads as a piece of joy. So in order to have a really plush rug, i.e. a really plush, vibrant life, we need to have a lot of those threads running through our life. So that's why we've always got to start back at knowing, first of all, what brings you joy. Which brings me to step number two. I laugh about this step. So this step is all around prioritizing for joy. So I like to say, especially when I work with entrepreneurs, I'll often say to them, actually, you can plan for joy in your business. And I say it to my kind of life coaching clients as well. You know, you can plan for joy in your life. And people think that is odd. They think it's counterintuitive. But in fact, it is a really key step in bringing that spark and that consistency of experiencing joy into your life. So as an example, so you've got your list that we started at at the beginning. So you've got your list of five things. So my question for you is, how often do those things happen in your daily life? With simple pleasures, because they're so quick and they're so easy, generally when we're talking simple pleasures, they don't take much more than you and doing an activity. It doesn't, you know, those things don't take a lot of time. So you know, you could put one of those, two of those in your day-to-day experience a lot. But how often do you? And this is an area where I get caught out quite a lot. I forget. So in my business, I have curated my business so that on a day-to-day basis, I do heaps of things that I love and I enjoy. So I didn't start out that way, but that's where I am now. In my life, I'll sometimes forget that I need to plan in my joy. And, you know, because I'm a bit busy focused on my work. So I will forget, and it's not that I don't know. Like, so step number one, know what lights me up, I've got that down. I would hope I would after this many years working on the subject called joy. But I still forget this second step in the process, which is prioritizing and planning for it in my life. So practically speaking, how does that work? So if you are someone who has a job, for instance, and say on your list are things like going to the theater, playing tennis, you know, maybe having a date night with my husband or my partner, or my wife. And, you know, so you have your list, and it's then like, so have a look in the week ahead and how often or how many of those things are actually in there. And the beauty of this is that from where you are right now, it doesn't matter how much or how little is in your life in terms of those things that light you up. You can sit down tomorrow with your diary and start planning them in. You can organize for a friend to go to that theatre night. You can go and join the tennis club. You can, you know, get up and go for a walk and enjoy the sunshine in the morning. You know, you can sit and have a nap after lunch, which I do have a cheeky nap after lunch on a regular basis. And, you know, and I bounce back straight after that. So that's the question. So I would really encourage you to sit down with your diary. So for me, what it looks like is I sit down actually on a Sunday night and I plan my week. And I'll sit in and go, right, I know I want to move my body because I'm a person who enjoys exercising and being outside. So I can plan that stuff in my diary. So Tuesday night is tennis night. I'll have a yoga in there and I'll probably go for a swim as well. So I plan that into my diary. I have a great group of friends, you know, so I'll make sure that I am usually seeing someone during the week. So maybe it's a Friday night or it's on the weekend, and I'll make sure I've planned in something to go and see them or do something with them. So I get that connection time with people I love and care about and have fun with. So as you can see, like, it's actually pretty simple. But where we fall down, it's been where I fall down, is that we forget to prioritize joy. So, but how cool is that though? Like, I mean, the cool part about what I'm sharing with you is that actually it's really quite simple. And then it becomes around creating it as a habit. So creating that habit of putting those joyful things into your diary. And if you're someone who is an entrepreneur and you have a bit more flexibility in your time, it's also worth recognizing that, you know, you can plan out your year. Now, I don't want to plan out to the and not have any spontaneity in there, and I'll get to that in a second. But it's like planning in your holidays, making sure you get that rest time. And if you're someone who's full-time employed, that's important too. You know, if you know that you're going to have a real crunch time at work, or you're doing something, you know, that is intensive in your business, like a launch, then it's like making sure after that you've planned some time off. And it's like, right, in the year, looking at an overall year, before I was talking about like a day-to-day, week-to-week, but we can also plan in terms of your month and your year. Like, are you having some holidays? You know, are you doing regular fun things? So one of the things for myself, you know, I really love going to the theatre and going to see films and movies, but I forget to. So I actually do plan those in. I'm like, oh, okay, this week I'll go and do that. And I'll actually put a little note in my diary saying that I've committed to myself to go and do this. And it's really important that we choose those things for ourselves and we prioritize it. It's amazing how often we forget. And the other question in there is asking yourself, why don't I prioritize it? If you're here listening to this show, you are interested in having more joy in your life. So it's having a question around, so why haven't you? Maybe it's just not something you've thought about. Maybe it's not something that you realized you could do to help you experience more joy. And then there's a deeper level to that, and it's looking at, do you believe that you deserve those joyful experiences in your life? And one of the ways of feeling into that is when you have those experiences or think about planning those in your diary, it's like, do you feel any sense of guilt around those? You know, is there something else that you're like, oh, I can't possibly do that because, you know, I can't, you know, is it, it could be a financial thing, or I can't spend money on that because I need to be spending it elsewhere, or I can't be going and enjoying myself when maybe somebody in my family or, you know, a friend of mine is, you know, not going through a tough time. Maybe it's like, well, if I don't have anybody to go and do it with, you know, I don't want to go and do it. And it's just digging deeper into, you know, why might you not be prioritizing those things if you're not already? So hopefully that makes sense. So as a little recap, so what we've talked about is how to activate your joy. It's first step is knowing what lights you up. And then once you've got that list, it's really looking at how do I prioritize for joy in my life? And it's actually really fun. You know, you can, as I said, you can sit down with your diary. And I think this is one of the most under-realized areas. When I talk about this on interviews, when I'm interviewed, especially as an entrepreneur, and I talk about this, prioritizing, you know, joy in your business, this is the one that everybody is actually like, oh, wow, because it's the practicality of it. And people don't necessarily realize that joy can be a practical thing. There are specific actions that you can take, and this is definitely one of them. If you are a joyful entrepreneur or would like to be a joyful entrepreneur and you are listening to this episode, hang on till the end, because I've actually got something special on this week. And at the end, I'm going to share with you what it is and share a little bonus with you in case you happen to come and join what's happening with me. So we're going to go to break in a second. And when I come back, I'm going to be talking about the Holy Trinity of joy. I'll be right back.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Cloud at Rally has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Welcome back. You are with me, Lynn Horde, on the Gimme the Joy Show. Before we went to break, I was talking about the second step that I always take people through when they first come to me or come into my world or my community and are looking to bring more joy into their life, and that was prioritizing your joy. Or another way I like to talk about it is planning for your joy. So before we continue, I have forgot to mention to you that if you have any questions around this stuff, I would really love to hear them, and I'd love to answer them for you. So the best way that you can do that is head over to transformationtalkradio.com, and on the homepage there is a question box on the right-hand side where you can put your name in and your question, and it will come through to me. So please do that, because I would really love to hear, you know, any thoughts or questions you have around this whole activating joy and the different ways that you can go about it. So before break, I also mentioned that we're going to come back and talk about the Holy Trinity of Joy. I've given it that name because actually it just sounds quite fun, but also because I think about how to access joy and the different ways you can access joy in three different levels. Hence the Holy Trinity. So we've already spoken about one of them. So we were talking about earlier simple pleasures. So I narrowed in on your senses for that one, and I talked about how you can access joy through your senses, through being present and then allowing the joy when you savor those moments with your senses. You know, there are lots of other simple pleasures in there. And the other way I think about it is, you know, in this moment, I'm sitting at my desk and I could look around my desk, I could look out my windows, and I could share with you a whole bunch of things that I am joyful for. You know, I look at the tree and it reminds me of the squirrel that I told you about earlier that is living out there and how much she delights me every day because she runs past my door. I look at my desk and I see it is a colourful array of post-it notes and coloured pens, and I have some crystals on here, and I have a pretty pink plant pot. And, you know, through the beauty of those things, for me, the beauty of those things, you know, I'm like, oh, I love that I get to surround myself with these things that I find visually delightful. You know, you can go deeper and go, I'm really joyful. The fact I love working for myself. I love working at home. I love the flexibility of that. And all of that brings me a tremendous sense of joy. So I just wanted to share that quickly to give you another example of how it can be really easy if you're present and looking for joy, that you can. There are so many ways that you can find it right in front of you right now. And that's why I talk about your ability to find joy right now in this moment, because it truly is always there. What it requires is a perspective shift on your part, you know, to go, it is here. What is here for me to be grateful for that makes me joyful? I mean, you might be sitting at home after a really stressful, busy day at work, and you can still do this. You can sit on your couch and go, you know, you can see your family around you perhaps and feel the joy and gratitude for their presence in your life. Maybe it's the fact that you have a home that you love coming home to. It could be the amazingly comfortable couch that you're sitting on. It doesn't have to be complex. It can be simple, and and that's what makes it beautiful. You know, they say there is great beauty in simplicity. Just be present where you are. Have a look for what is around you. What is it that you are grateful for? What is it that brings you joy in this moment? And there is always something. And that's back in the first episode, I talked about putting your joy goggles on and knowing, coming from that place that joy is here for me, I just have to reach out to it. So back to the holy trinity of joy. So the first thing was those small things and those simple pleasures. So they're the really accessible, simple things that you can do on a day-to-day basis. And then there's the what I call the next level. And I think about this as mini adventures. So in my life, I think about, what mini adventures am I going to be having? So it's really important also when you think about joy to know your values, the things that are important to you. So for me, I am a huge adventure slash fun lover. So I think that's probably one of the reasons that I became the joy coach, is because I have always thought, right, well, you know, where am I having fun here? I wasn't always able to do it. Like, that's been a work in progress as well. But I got to a point in my life where I was like, oh, mate, I need to have more fun here. How do we go about that? And so one of my values is adventure and fun, and which is why throughout my entire life, I absolutely love having mini adventures, also major adventures for that matter. But for this little story here, we'll be talking about mini adventures. So if you think back to the last point I said about prioritizing and planning for your joy, so in a day-to-day basis, you don't necessarily need to plan in. You can just have those simple pleasures. But the things you can plan in are like mini adventures. Maybe you are someone who likes to go away for a weekend. You might want to join a walking group. Or perhaps you're someone who is a painter, and so, you know, maybe you'll go on a little art safari. Oh, that sounds very exciting. I might try one of those myself. I'm not a painter, but I just love the idea of it. And it's like looking for those things for yourself. So we've kind of got your, what I kind of think of as your everyday kind of base layer of joy. So that's the simple pleasure stuff, the feeling into your senses, and they are really easily and accessible. Then it's like injecting an even a kind of greater hit of joy. And maybe for me, that's something what I call a mini adventure. And for me, mini adventures is essentially trying something new. So that's, you know, trying a new restaurant, a new coffee shop, exploring a new borough of London, going somewhere in Europe perhaps, or just hopping in a car and, you know, touring around the countryside. So all of those things spark joy for me because that's in alignment with a value of mine, which is having adventures and having fun. And on those adventures, having fun. So, you know, another layer in terms of sparking your own joy is what are your personal values? So, for instance, one of yours could be, you know, community or giving back to your community, in which case your mini adventure might be along the lines of doing some volunteer work or joining the Boy Scouts or creating a street party. I'd say the funniest thing, street parties are a British thing, and well, I don't think they happen in America that I am aware of, but they don't. Wasn't an Australian thing. I didn't go to any street parties growing up in Australia. And there was a street party after the wedding, not Will and Kate. That's the first wedding. The second one is Harry and Meghan. Of course it is. And so I went and watched that with a friend of mine, and we went to a street party. And oh my goodness, that was so much fun. And so that was a mini adventure for me as well, because I think that was only the second street party I've ever been to in my time in the UK, and I've been here almost, I think, 12 or 13 years, so it's been a while. So, yeah, again, it's another mini adventure. It's like a change to the norm for me. So, what, you know, having a think about what might that be for you, and if you're not sure, it's, you can go down a layer and look at, well, what might my values be? You know, what are my values and how do I want to express those in the world? And then the top layer I want to talk about is what I call milestone moments. Back in the first episode, I brought to your attention that one of the things we can do when it comes to joy and happiness is believe that those big things, the external things in our life, like buying the houses and going on the lifetime holidays, getting married and all of those kind of things, you know, they're the stuff that's going to bring us the everyday joy we're looking for. Now, 100%, they will bring us a moment. They will bring us a moment of joy. But what happens is right now a lot of people rely on those things. And as you'll know, they don't bring you that day-to-day experience of joy. And we've talked about a bunch of ways to be doing that earlier. So, but these milestone moments, they are part of being human. So, you know, I certainly don't want to dismiss them, because it is actually really healthy for us. It is part of our human nature to strive for these things, to have big goals. You know, we love working towards something and growing as we work towards that thing. You know, achievements at work or, you know, outside of work, you know, maybe something that you do in your spare time or a hobby that you have, you know, learning new skills to allow those kind of milestone moments. For instance, I went traveling when I was younger to Italy, and so I actually had Italian lessons before I went, you know, so that part of that journey to that bigger goal was a load of joy for me. So just recognizing that those milestone moments are part of being human. They are part of what I consider the Holy Trinity of joy. And that's just me having a bit of fun, by the way. I apologize if anybody takes offense to me using that phrase. So the milestone moments are really important. So have a think about what are the big things that you're aiming towards. So for me, for instance, it might be buying a house, you know, going on a holiday to a new country, which I haven't done in a while. You know, they're things that don't happen often or may only happen once, you know, going for that big career, changing career, all of those kinds of things. So when you think about your joy, just think about that. We've got three different levels: small things, simple pleasures. You've got your mini adventures, you know, and what that might look like to you. And then you've got your milestone moments. And if you were doing that planning for your year, you would think about looking at, do I have an even spread of all of these? And I don't mean, you know, they're all in equal numbers. Obviously, the small things and simple pleasures would be the biggest appearance in your life. Then, you know, mini adventures, and then would have those, you know, a couple of milestone moments in there if possible. I have a blog on my website. I can't remember the exact name. It's got something to do with fire pits and fairy lights. And I actually talk about these three levels of joy if you'd like to read some more about it. So we're about to go to break again shortly. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, why do you actually want more joy in your life? So we'll be back to talk about that in a minute.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuos.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelly Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Choose the new earth on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Hoard. Before we went to the break, I talked to you about the Holy Trinity of Joy. So that was about thinking in terms of accessing joy. We've got simple pleasures, mini adventures, and milestone moments. Hopefully that helps you just to think about the breadth of ways that you can access joy. And when you combine that with that list of knowing what lights you up and then prioritizing and planning joy into your life, you'll be able to spark that joy within yourself a lot more often. So before we finish today, so in this last segment here, I wanted to talk to you or ask you the question really around why do you want to experience more joy? It's actually really interesting to think into this, and I'm going to share my journey around this question because it's changed for me. So do you at the moment, in terms of why you want joy, you know, do you want to have more joy because you think it'll solve your problems? Do you want more joy because you think it might bring you what you want? Do you want more joy because literally you don't feel it at all right now and you're just like, oh, I just want to feel something? Or another reason? You know, there could be more for sure. You know, do you think about, oh, I just, you know, I want joy because, you know, I want to have more fun in my life? So there could be actually a number of reasons why you want more joy. And I never really considered this for a very long time until more recently, when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about in this show, but also earlier this week I was talking to a mentor of mine and we were talking about that question exactly, like why do people want joy? So if I think back along my journey, when I was younger, I actually just wanted to feel something positive. And in my mind, what I wanted was joy, I guess. And, you know, along the way, you know, I didn't experience what I would call a lot of positive feelings. So you might know someone, as I've got some friends who laugh a little bit what I do in a kind way because they've never had a problem connecting to their joy. But I think there's a much bigger portion out there in the world who, you know, struggle. You know, and I certainly did when I was younger. It wasn't until I was in my early 30s I had an experience when I was sitting at my desk at work. I was a journalist at the time, and I had this, you know, bubbling up of joy in my heart inside me. And it was the first time I remember experiencing it to that level. It was like proper effervescent bubbles of this good feeling joy just making their way up through, you know, my body from my lower belly, like up to my heart. And I thought, oh, this must have been caused by something. You know, so I actually thought, I was like, my boyfriend at the time, did he say something nice to me? Did my boss pay me a compliment? Have I just done something good at work? I literally was casting my mind around going, oh, I wonder what caused that exactly. And it wasn't actually anything. It was the first time I really knew that joy was a thing that lived inside of you. and existed no matter what was happening around you. It wasn't something that you could, you know, manipulate or cause. You know, it wasn't a response. It was actually a well of joy within, inside you that we can tap into through doing certain things, which is what we've been talking about today. But back then, so my driver was, I want to feel that. You know, I do want to feel, you know, I want to feel more positive. And then as I went along, it kind of changed. And the more I learned about joy and the more I read about it, I actually was like, oh, joy is a way to solve my problems. And I didn't even consciously realize I was thinking that. But I was like, oh, you know, if I want this in my life, then focusing on joy will bring that to me. And the irony of that is, you know, there are still things, you know, there's still areas of my life that I would like to be different. There are still things that I want in my life. So what I've come to realize is that, you know, joy isn't necessarily going to, as I said, solve the problems or bring you what you want. But has it made my life better? Hell yes. Do I experience, you know, more joy on a day-to-day basis than I ever thought would be possible for me personally? Absolutely. You know, and that's coming from someone who started, you know, at the starting block. I did not experience joy when I was younger. I had a lot of achievement and satisfaction and success, but, you know, joy was not something that I thought about very often back then. I wanted to share that journey because now, so I sat down to think about, you know, what is joy for me now? Having, you know, worked with it and thought about it and, you know, for all of the talked about it and helped people with it, you know, for, you know, quite a few years now, what does joy mean to me now? So earlier I was sitting on my couch and really filling into that for myself. You know, I could feel the joy in my heart and it was a totally new experience. So this is brand new for me today to think about joy in this way. And it was recognizing for me that in that moment, feeling joy in my heart made me feel connected to life. And honestly, that moment was just so powerful for me. Like I actually, it brought tears to my eyes, happy tears, that, you know, I could finally be with that emotion and just literally be, rather than, you know, thinking that it will kind of get me something that I want, which was part of the journey, or not feeling at all, which was the earlier part of my journey. It was, you know, in that moment, recognizing that actually joy makes me feel connected to life. It makes me feel like this whole life thing is really worth, you know, really worth living. You know, those moments of joy keep me going in those times when I'm not feeling joyful. And there are plenty of those. You know, one of the things I mentioned, and I'll reiterate it because it's one of the biggest things I think I can share with you if you haven't heard it before, is that joy is not a destination, it's a journey. So you will have periods of feeling joy and you will have periods of not feeling joy. And that's because we're human and we're humans doing this thing called life. And we have these things called emotions. And we have a whole medley of emotions, not just joy. And the truth is, joy would not even be something that we wanted if we didn't also have those countering emotions. So I wanted to discuss this with you because I want you to really have a think about, why do you want joy? So for me right now, it is that reality that those moments of joy make me feel connected to life in a really incredible way. They make me keep going. They make me want to keep going on the journey. That joy for me infuses my life. It's like a glow spreads onto the rest of my life. So that's a way that it has transformed my experience, because I get to, you know, through that filter of joy and knowing that it's not far away, even when I'm not experiencing it, knowing that, you know, that is available to me and I can experience it and I will. So I think I was talking to somebody the other day, and one of my phrases that I use a lot is, this too shall pass. And I was talking about that in relation to a video of Brené Brown's. She's a woman who talks a lot about vulnerability. And she was on Super Soul Sunday with Oprah talking about joy. And she mentioned that to her and in her research that joy is one of the most feared emotions. So joy is joy is joy, but it is one of the most frightening emotions, because we fear that, you know, when we get the joy, it will go away again. So it's like, oh, I feel joy. Oh, I'm afraid it will leave. And that creates a tension within us. So one of my favorite phrases is, this too shall pass. So when I am experiencing joy, I know it'll pass. But what that does is makes me super present. It makes me savor it as much as possible. It makes me utilize that emotion as well. So as well as the beingness of it, so just being, you know, is a beautiful thing. It actually sparks me. It inspires me to do things, especially in my business. So it's recognizing that is a beautiful emotion, and ultimately it will infuse your life with incredible color and help your mind see more beauty, experience more joy. And ultimately when I was sitting earlier and thinking about this, I've reached an interaction with joy, which is all about literally the beauty of being, literally being. And that's what joy has helped me to do, is to literally be able to be and enjoy the beingness of it. Oh, that sounds all very esoteric, but it really, you know, joy is an incredibly versatile and enlightening and illuminating emotion. So please do share with me your experience of joy through that question box. Anything you have, I'd love to hear. So we are almost near the end today, and one of the things that I wanted to just share with you before I wrapped up is that today is the 28th of June, and in 4 hours' time from this closing, from us finishing, I'm closing doors to something that I'm doing at the moment called the Joy Jam Collective. It's an online community for conscious women in business to come together for connection, collaboration, support, and not to mention fun. So if you're listening in today, I would love to guide you on over to learn more about that, if that sounds something interesting to you, if you're someone who wants to do business with real alignment with their values, their purpose, and in a higher service. I think you'd really love this community. So have a look over at lynhord.com/the collective. And as a special bonus for listening in today, and because you're here and you're heading on over there, if you sign up and you send me an email at hello@lynhord.com, I'll have a special gift for you, and I'll give you some options even when the time, if you do that. So it's the Joy Jam Collective. It's an online community for conscious women in business who want to take the journey with other women with like-minded souls also on the same journey. So head over to lynhord.com/the collective to check it out and sign up, and email me if you do, and I'll send over a special bonus. So that wraps up our time today. I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and thank you again for joining me today on the Give Me the Joy Show. This show airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. UK time. So hopefully you'll tune back in next time, and I shall speak to you then. Until then, have a wonderful week, and definitely follow your joy. See you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Give Me the Joy Show, which airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on Transformation Talk Radio. In this hit show, I share very practical, very grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, work, and relationships. As a certified coach and facilitator, I support individuals and businesses to harness the power of joy to create positive, lasting change in all areas. For more information or to listen to the show, visit lynhord.com.